I'll start. This is dictating on Arthur Wittbeck. Arthur, ARTHUR, Wittbeck, WHITBECK. Date of birth is 12/8/1941. Date of visit 5/31/23. Next paragraph. This please make a copy of this for Linda Melendez Torres, M.D. L-I-N-D-A, Linda Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. The date of birth, patient's date of birth is 12/8/1941. Linda Melendez Torres, M.D., T-O-R-R-E-S, Linda Melendez Torres, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 81-year-old male who has had a previous history for snoring and daytime fatigue and sleepiness. Had a polysomnogram done more than 5 years ago and has been on a CPAP set up at 8 centimeter H2O pressure. Since 2014, the patient has been compliant with his CPAP at night and is doing well, but has gained weight. Period. He exercises daily, and he does take occasional daytime naps. Period. He also has a history for hypertension and history for atrial fibrillation. The initial sleep study was done in January of 2014 with a total AHI of 46 per hour and apnea / hypopnea index in REM sleep was 45 per hour. Lowest oxygen saturation level was 74%. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for hyperlipidemia, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, denies diabetes. He has prostatic hypertrophy and arthritis. Surgical history also includes bilateral knee replacement surgery, cataract surgery, and right inguinal hernia repair. He has a umbilical hernia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1/2 to 1 pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use daily. He worked in building maintenance. Next paragraph, med list included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. HCTZ 12.5 milligrams BID, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Pravacol 40 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams HS. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of malignancy, and mother died of a stroke. Next. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, denies shortness of breath. He has no history for vertigo, dizziness, or blackouts. no urinary frequency or flank pains, tinnitus, asthma. He has no abdominal pains, reflux or diarrhea. Tinnitus, chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg edema. No depression or anxiety. He has arthritis. Tinnitus, headache, seizures or memory loss. And no he does have some skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly obese male is alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse is 84, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 231, saturation 94. HEND are non-stylic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, decreased excursions with clear lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. S1 and S2. No murmur. The abdomen is soft. Megaly. Extremities, mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus. There are no gross motor or sensory deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is atrial fibrillation. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis. Next plan, the patient has been advised to continue with the CPAP setup nightly at 8 centimeter H2O pressure. He will also go on a weight loss program and continue with anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. A chest X-ray was ordered as well as a pulmonary function study. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Linda Melendez Torres, L-I-N-D-A, Melendez Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, M-D. Thank you.